Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT news team.
Hi, and thank you for joining us for another episode of KMXT's Talk of the Rock. Joining me today is Sarah Phillips from the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. How are you today?
I'm doing really well, keeping busy.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it, and I can imagine so. So first off, I'll open up with two questions that I've been asking just about everybody who comes through for Talk of the Rock in the last few months since the pandemic started. What is the mission of your organization, and how does it go about accomplishing that mission?
Sure, that's a great question. The Kodiak Chamber of Commerce really strives to provide business development to keep Kodiak economically strong and really diverse in the area. And we do that through a few different venues. We actually use sort of a phrase, educate, support, grow. And everything that we do for our community, we consider, is this educational? Is this supporting our business community? And is this helping them grow? And a lot of times that falls into the regular Kodiak community, not just our businesses.
Okay. And how has your organization's operations changed in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic?
That's another great question. Most people are very aware of the differences in Crab Fest and Comfish this year. We weren't able to have our second annual Venture Through Vehicles program. So really the major operation change has been in our events. We're just not able to hold the events that we typically do. But with that always comes, you know, an opportunity. One door closes, another opens. And so we've really transitioned our operations into supplying information to our business community. We have really made it a point of pride and contention to be the information source for our community and provide advocacy at the local level.
Okay, so let's get down to business then. So for people who perhaps have been living under a rock or deep, deep within the bowels of a COVID-proof bunker, how has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted local business here on Kodiak?
We say it all the time, our businesses are suffering. Our retail businesses have seen a loss of ability to obtain supplies and customers. They just don't get to see as many. Our tourism industry has suffered probably arguably the worst out of any of our industries here in Kodiak, with really a lack of a complete season. That's fairly unheard of for our area. Of course, our hospitality industry has suffered major impacts, including our bars. They're not able to hold the events and get people together. So many restaurants rely on people dining in, especially to tip their wait staff. So please, as you're eating out right now, whether it's carry out or in your restaurants, remember to tip your wait staff regardless of if you actually ate in. That's a huge chunk of how they survive. And as these businesses are struggling, we see that filter in throughout the entire economy. So we see our tax base suffer. So our city and our borough have less funds to provide rudimentary services, especially funding our nonprofits. We rely a lot on our nonprofits in this community to provide social services. And when they're not getting funding, that really filters down and impacts absolutely everyone within the Kodiak community.
So that's how it impacts small for-profit businesses. How about local nonprofits? How are they being affected?
Yeah, well, as you well know, KMXT is a nonprofit that's suffered throughout this pandemic as well. So many of our nonprofits rely on major events to accrue revenue. Here at the Chamber, it accounts for about 50% of our revenue to be able to allow us to continue offering the services that we have. I know KMXT, you guys rely on a lot of events to be able to fund your programming. Brother Francis Shelter, the Kodiak Women's Resource Crisis Center, the museums, all these nonprofits rely on events and ticket sales. And when they're not able to hold their events, so much of their revenue has decreased. Luckily, here in the area, we've been a little bit more recession-proof. I can talk to that a little bit later. because we have gotten some funding from different sources, but when we're not holding these events, a lot of the community forgets that we need funding. And so we don't have these typical membership drives and charity drives that are really huge impacts on our revenue streams.
So at the risk of asking perhaps too broad a question, but I think very important to best understand why it's important that small businesses do well, how do small businesses impact the local community, and what changes in the local economy when small businesses are suffering?
Right. I mean, we've touched on it a little bit with the broadness as far as our sales tax here in Kodiak funds very specific projects. Anytime that we have, we talk all the time about spending locally in your community. Why does that matter? And what happens is when you spend your dollar locally at local businesses that aren't, headquartered off the island, your dollar stays in the community longer and it recirculates. So if we go to, first one to come to my mind is I had to go purchase something at Grand Slam, a little stocking stuffer. And so when I spend my money at Grand Slam, that supports local community members. That business is locally owned and operated. And so that literally goes to putting food on their table, or maybe helps contribute to a special class that their kids are taking, or a special sport that their kids are involved in, which helps a nonprofit organization within our community. And then that nonprofit organization then gets to contribute to social services for people who can't maybe otherwise afford those programs. And of course, we have the tax benefits where those sales tax that are collected each time go back to our city and borough to fund, maybe the school project or roads and infrastructure. So every time that dollar gets spent here, it really does have such a direct impact. And we're in sort of a lucky situation to be able to see that because we're on an island. Our money doesn't go very far off the island when we spend it locally. So arguably, when we spend locally here in Kodiak, we make so much more of an impact than, say, someone in the lower 48 spending locally in their community.
So what do you see as the long-term impacts of this pandemic on the small business community here in Kodiak?
That's another great question. Absolutely. These impacts aren't over when COVID is over, because what we've seen is changes in human behavior. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take once we have herd immunity, that common phrase, for people to go back to restaurants and sit down and feel comfortable at restaurants. I don't know how long it's going to take for people to have the financial security, because so many people have been laid off during this pandemic or have had their hours cut or just aren't seeing the financial resources that they typically do. How long will it take them to build back enough reserves to spend money on some more frivolous things, like maybe going on a flight seeing tour around Kodiak because the weather is gorgeous and we just want to? So this economic impact is going to last likely for years to come while people rebuild their assets. Same with our businesses. How long is it going to take them to recruit new employees? We've seen a lot of our businesses have trepidation in employees, where maybe that employee doesn't want to come to the office and work within 5 feet of another employee. So how long is it going to take before all of our employees feel comfortable coming back and are ready to not work from home? So we see these far-reaching impacts, but arguably some of them aren't horrible. What we're doing right now, you and I are not in the same room, but we're able to have this meeting. And so virtual meetings are a thing that I think are here to stay. And that's really been a fantastic thing for a lot of our rural communities. A new focus has been placed on bandwidth out to our villages, and hopefully we can continue to enhance that and fund that, because that really allows them to be so much more inclusive in the policies that are decided, you know, at the borough level here, or even at the chamber. It helps us to understand what is it that our villages need? Because they're part of our economic community here on the island. We can't forget them and put them to the side. So these virtual meetings, I think, are here to stay, and that's a positive out of the pandemic. So it's always nice to have those.
Right. Earnestly, I am curious. I think people don't fully appreciate how different work is going to be going forward. Things will not be quite as they were leaving
right.
the pandemic. But
right.
I digress. So recently, the Kodiak Emergency Operations Center extended their Phase 5 occupancy limitations out through to January 15th, I believe it was. How
yeah.
do you see businesses being impacted by the extension of the occupancy limitation?
Well, like we've said, some of our hardest hit industry, like I say, first is really tourism, but second is hospitality. That's our restaurants, that's our bars, that's our lodging facilities. And so that occupancy limitation impacts them pretty severely. With 25% occupancy rules, you're not really going to see the events happening at the bars. And let's be honest, that's a lot of fun for everyone, but also contributes, again, to that tax base that's so important in our economy. And so I have not heard directly from anyone in our hospitality industry that they're in jeopardy of closing their doors right now. That doesn't mean that's not the case. And so there's actually some funding that is part of this new relief bill that's being hopefully signed into law by President Trump today, that should actually really aid that hospitality industry. Because I would say right now, other than tourism, they are absolutely at the biggest risk of not being able to be sustained here in Kodiak throughout the pandemic if things continue.
So you've hinted at what I think is the biggest question for me, and probably for you too. The second stimulus deal is finally here. How is it
yeah.
going to impact our local businesses here on Kodiak?
Oh my gosh, this bill is jam-packed. I have probably spent about 4 hours in the last day just digesting this information. As you know, it's about a 5,500-page bill. We're waiting for President Trump to sign that bill into law any minute now, hopefully, with big indications that that's happening. And so I've spent a lot of time with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and there's some major programs that are included in that bill, including the PPP, which is the Payroll Protection Program. That's something that some of our businesses got to take advantage of this last time around. They also have the EIDL grants and loans, the economic injury and disaster loans. They have the Small Business Association loans, the Employee Retention Tax Credit, and also a new program that is actually targeted to live event businesses. And so we can dive kind of in depth on each of these.
Please,
because
let's go.
The information is really amazingly important to get out there. So the real big overall picture is a lot of people didn't qualify for the PPP to begin with. So much has been done to remedy this program. The relief I feel just by getting to say these words is extreme. So originally, so many of our fishermen were excluded, our sole proprietors, our 1099 employees. The list goes on and on. It felt like here in Kodiak, the majority of our businesses didn't qualify, which was a really disheartening feeling at the beginning. And so I really have to commend everyone that's gotten in touch with their legislature, lobbied on their own behalfs, and really gotten information out there to let us know, hey, this is not enough. We need something better. Because all of this has been remedied, to my knowledge. Towards the end of the PPP, we've got calls coming in. A lot of people are interested about this information. So towards the end of the PPP funding that was most recently available, fishermen finally got the opportunity to apply. But by the time they got that opportunity, funds had run out. So they didn't get much of a shot. So my biggest message that I can get across is try again. if you weren't successful this first time, if you were excluded in the first set of PPP loans, try again, because this program is really probably replacing a lot of state and local funding that we relied on here in Kodiak. So try again. If you don't have success, please reach out to the chamber so that we're aware, so that we can start that advocacy process for you. But the PPP, it's a lot of questions revolve around that. One of them is, for those businesses that were successful, can they apply for the PPP again? The answer is yes. As long as they have used all the funds from the original PPP, they should absolutely reapply again. Another huge breath of relief gets to come from the fact that Congress did okay for all PPP, EIDL, SBA, employee retention, tax credits. None of those count as taxable income. And I can't express enough what a big deal that is, because that was free revenue that so many of our businesses took, and they took it knowing the risk that they might be charged by the IRS in taxes later. And a lot of people were working on their taxes and really getting afraid that they would have to close their doors, because these tax bills for that kind of revenue make a huge difference, and they weren't going to be able to pay it. And so the fact that Congress has made it so that this is not taxable income is a huge relief. And everyone in our business community should just be thrilled about that. Now, we're still waiting for word on CARES Act funding, but it's very likely to go the same way as the PPP, EIDL, and employee retention tax credits. So that's kind of surface on the PPP. Next up is the EIDL, the Economic Injury and Disaster Loan. So there's two different facets of this. There's the EIDL loan and there's the EIDL grant. And so initially there was the EIDL grant that any business that was impacted by COVID-19 could apply for a $10,000 grant. I don't think a single business in Kodiak made it. Funds ran out literally within hours. The website was crashing, just horrible all around. And then you found out later, if you got this EIDL grant, that counted against your PPP. All that's been removed. Reapply for the EIDL grant. Everyone should be doing that if you were impacted by COVID-19. 501c6s, for-profit businesses, C3s, everybody should apply for that EIDL grant, because it has no bearing on your PPP options. And another really great thing for any C6s, we didn't qualify for the PPP before, we do now. So everybody needs to be putting on their grant application pants and get ready, start compiling your paperwork. There's obviously a lot of caveats to this and a lot of extra information that I can't possibly convey in just a short 30-minute segment. And so, of course, reach out to the chamber. We've got some amazing resources, website links. The employee retention tax credit, that's something that businesses can apply for. Often with the rest of these programs, the access of funding that we have to take advantage of is so much more than what we did before. Like I say, so many barriers have been removed that I'm so encouraged by. And then of course we have that brand new program for businesses in live events. So that's things like our convention center, our museums can all take advantage. If your main source of income is through ticket sales or events, that program has been developed for you. So feel free to give me a call at the chamber for all those details. For the sake of boring everyone that isn't a business owner, I don't want to go too far into it. But what I can really express is this aid package is so needed in the community. I know our businesses have had that opportunity to get grants from both the city and the borough. Our nonprofits have gotten grants from the borough as well as from the city. But there's still a need out there. We can't just remove most of our sales, some of our employees. You know, many of our businesses right now are having to close because employees get infected or have close contacts. And our businesses just have to shut their doors. They can't even do curbside pickups when that's happening because they don't want to run the risk of infecting the population. And so these funds are critical. You know, we can't just close our businesses during the holidays. That's extreme for us.
So we finally have gotten this relief now. Do you think that before this is all said and done, whenever that is, I mean, we're talking perhaps beyond a period where the general public is vaccinated and beyond even the next year or so of economic development, do you think that the federal government will need to pass another stimulus bill of this variety before it's all said and done?
Yeah, I think there's not a question, especially for our municipalities. They were left out of this most recent relief bill, and we see so many of them not getting the sales tax that they're used to. And the sales tax is a huge revenue generator, especially here in Kodiak. But throughout the U.S., sales tax is a big one. And our local municipalities, they just don't have that funding that they typically see from businesses, nonprofits, just general fees that they get to collect that keep our communities running. And so without a doubt, we're going to need protections with that. Our businesses are still very likely to need another round of funding. We know that the last time, most of this funding only helped businesses for about 3 months. And that's really about the same timeline they're thinking for this aid package. So I know that President-elect Biden has made very clear that this relief bill is a down payment towards what we're going to have to do in the future. I think there's not a question. We know that it's going to be at least 6 months before we're feeling hopefully a little bit more normal as a society again. And so this, I imagine, is only the first of two or three more to come.
Okay. So are there changes that you would like to see from the previous two? Well, the presumptive one that will hopefully get signed into law at some point today and the one that followed. Are there changes that you think that you would like to see in those hopeful, potential, upcoming, speculative, hypothetical future bills?
The fingers crossed bills,
yes,
yeah.
The fingers crossed bills. That would be of any items of extreme import for local businesses here in Kodiak.
Absolutely. The one that comes to the mind the most are liability protections. So right now, our businesses don't have insurance to cover if there's a COVID outbreak because of their business or what they're doing, whether it's among their employees, customers, clients. They have no actual protections, and we're seeing this really a lot in the lower 48. And as we know, the lower 48 tends to lead things that trickle over to us here in Alaska and then in Kodiak. And so our businesses don't have those protections. They can't even purchase insurance for those protections right now. And so the hope is, and what the U.S. Chamber is advocating for really strongly, is liability protections to be included in the next wave of funding. And what that does is for businesses who are taking reasonable accommodations, you know, they have hand sanitizer at all the common touch points, you know, your checkout and when you walk in, they have PPE for their employees. They have masks that are available for employees and clients. They have sneeze guards installed in front of reception. Those items that just help keep businesses, employees, clients, customers safe. If businesses are adhering to what the CDC is recommending, we believe they should have protections. They shouldn't be sued for causing spread of this pandemic when they've taken all the steps that they can. But those obviously that are just grossly negligent, they should be held accountable. They shouldn't have protections. And so that's something that's being worked out right now. But I would say that's of the utmost importance for our businesses to feel secure and being completely operational in the future.
So I know that you mentioned that in the previous iteration of the bill, some of the ways that the funds were distributed were not in a way that made it very easy for people and small businesses to get access to them. Are there any changes in this new one that you would like to see to that effect? Like, are there any barriers, perhaps seen or unforeseen as of yet, that will intervene in people's ability to get access to these loans?
For the most part, I believe they've been addressed. Now, as I say that, I have no idea. You know, the only way that we really know that the problems still exist is trial and error, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. The biggest roadblock that I would see is with our 1099 employees, because if a 1099 employee is an independent contractor by nature, and so that business can't apply for PPP on their behalf. And so any 1099 employees would need to do that application on their own. And so really the biggest barrier is paperwork. Make sure that you have all the paperwork that you need. As of yet, we don't know a couple really important things. One is it the banks that are distributing these PPP and EIDL and all these programs? We think so, but we're not positive yet. How soon is that going to roll out? Again, we don't know. There's been indication that they expect this to get off the ground actually before New Year's. So between Christmas and New Year's, is the general thought right now of when these programs are going to be opened. But is that enough time for our banks to reopen those programs and make sure that they have the staff to cover those programs? And so those are really the big questions that we're waiting for right now. And until those programs open, we won't really see the shortfalls and the issues that we might expect.
Okay, so we're nearing the end of the show here. So very quickly then, I know that your office, the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce, has a lot of materials that people can access, including a show of some variety, I believe, after the Thursday weekly update from the EOC. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So once a week now, I have been giving an update on Thursdays at 4 o'clock that just really give an update on what's going on at the local, state, and federal level that impacts our businesses. And it's an opportunity for me to relay information to businesses, but also for businesses to have the opportunity to relay information to me so that as their chamber advocate, I can reach out to our local, state, and federal authorities to let them know what issues we still have and how any mandates are impacting them, any funding shortages are impacting them. So that was really born out of the desire from so many of our businesses to get consistent updates. Only so many people read emails, but it's a little bit easier to join in on a webinar. And if they miss it, they can always watch the recorded version.
So how can
people...
Sorry, please.
We have so much more too, as far as email links. And so if people just reach out to us, then we can supply all that information with web links and webinars, all the information they could ever want. They just have to ask.
So in our last minute here, how can people support your efforts in doing this?
Well, again, it's no secret that the chamber has taken a hit. A lot of people in our business community aren't able to afford their monthly dues. And so, of course, we would love to have any donations or support to the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. You can support us through membership on an annual basis or just a one-time donation. We're happy to accept those. But also just spread the word. We want to reach as many people in the community as possible and have no one left out. So if you think you know someone that could take advantage of this information, we're here for them and we'd love to get the message out.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me. This has been KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. Joining me today was Sarah Phillips of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.